This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Stacy Dales, take it away.
Stacy Dales, NFL Network correspondent.
Doing great. Good morning, everybody.
Breaking down the Bears beating news around the NFL.
Jalen Carter, we didn't get to see you all week. You were sick. What's it like to win a Super Bowl?
Man, it's different. It's not like winning a Natty.
Former WNBA star.
And the ball's stolen away. Didn't see her coming, and Perkins gets the clean steal. Over to Dales, easy land. Stacy Dales off a beautiful feed from Elaine Paul.
Stacy Dales with Mully and Haw.
And I live in Chicago, and I do The Score radio. A little plug there.
On 670 The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Always fun to talk to our friend Stacy Dales. Boy, does she do a great job. You heard Jalen Carter there. That's the man of the hour. Great to get him out of the Super Bowl, for God's sake. Too bad the Bears didn't jump on it. At any rate, it's always fun to talk to Stacy, and she joins us now on the Score Hotline, brought to you by Aturo, your all-weather tire, aturo.com. Wow, Stacy, you were on the right story. You had the Eagles all week, and man, did they deliver.
Well done.
Yeah, you're never going to get over Jalen Carter, Mully. Never going to. You're going to take it with you for life. It was a very interesting week. I just remember one vivid conversation I had with one of the best pass game coordinators in the NFL, Kevin Pitullo, and wide receiver coaches for the Eagles. And, you know, I caught him in the tunnel prior to the game, and he said, you know, Stacey, this is just a different feeling than we had 2 years ago in the Super Bowl. Like, it's totally different. He said, I don't want to use the word relaxed, but it was almost so naive than the first trip with their group, and it's a much different team. But he just said there's so much leadership, and they had a really good feeling going into the game. And I kind of covering them all week, I knew they were the number one defense in football. They were best in third down situations, best against the pass with a young secondary, and the fourth by age youngest defense in the NFL. And I was a little concerned for them just in terms of, you know, Patrick Mahomes has this magic that we've witnessed for his entirety in the league. And I just thought, you know, maybe these young guys are finally going to get burned in a couple spots that could be costly. But they didn't. They burned the Chiefs all game, and it was really the most dominant defensive performance I can recall in a Super Bowl.
Well, it is the stuff of legends being compared to the great defenses of all time, the Legion of Boom, the 2000 Ravens, the 85 Bears. And I wonder, Stacy, when you talk about Vic Fangio and that approach to Patrick Mahomes and the consequences of not blitzing what could have been – yeah, some people would scare them away. You got to pressure them. You got to bring pressure. You can't rely on your four guys. Vic Fangio relied on his four guys. How big of a decision do you think that was in retrospect, and why did he arrive at that conclusion?
Well, it's every coach's dream to be able to only rush with four, right? It is. Because if you can do that, you've obviously you've got seven on your back end. So you're safe. You've got extra bodies and coverage. And when you have Milton Williams, who's, you know, drafted in 2021, Jordan Davis, 22, Jalen Carter, 23, and Nolan Smith basically coming off the edge in 23, you have four guys that are harassing the quarterback at any given moment. And they're fast, and they have nothing on their minds other than affecting the quarterback. And because they're young and they're healthy and they can do that, it's a luxury for Vic Fangio. You know, I remember talking to him last week, and he said in mid-season they figured out that with this young group, we don't need to give them all these exotic pressures. We don't need to put them in situations to think about it. Just let them go get after it up front. And that's what they did. When I spoke with him last week, which was like off record, I'm sure he's fine now. He texted me yesterday and he said, how about that, eh? or Monday he did. So, you know, you guys know him, you know how he is. He's just very cool. He doesn't say much. But if there's a quarterback he, you know, has had to deal with over the years that hasn't been easy, it's been Patrick Mahomes. I mean, he's 0-6 against him when he was the head coach of the Broncos, obviously same division, and then saw him a couple times as a coordinator defensively and didn't get the best of him then. So he just simplified it. He kept it easy. They didn't blitz at a single moment in the game, and they had six sacks, obviously, for the 31 yards lost. And it was just a really sound performance from the front to the back. And what they did when you rush with four, again, you get takeaways in the back end, and that's exactly what we saw happen in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I got to tell you a couple thoughts on it. That was incredible, the defensive effort. I mean, it reminded everyone about the line of scrimmage in the NFL and how you got to win the line of scrimmage, and they certainly did that. But Mahomes, I've never seen him look that bad. It was shocking in a lot of ways that he just was, I hate to use the word, but he looked rattled in that game. And they got to him, you know, early and often. And, you know, it's not unusual. Quarterback gets sacked twice and then throws a pick. And you thought he was beyond such mortal errors. But, man, when you get to the quarterback, it changes everything.
It does change everything. I haven't seen him look, guys, that, what do you call it, flustered, confused, uncertain. I think uncertain is the word. When I watched the game as it was happening, he just never had any certainty and sureness, and he always has that. But, like, I go back to Howie Roseman. I'm not quite sure. Like, we think this is this incredible science when we draft players in the NFL. He went in and he said, well, Kirby Smart has a group that's won like back-to-back national championships, and if their younger players on their Georgia defense were eligible to go to the NFL, they would all be first-round draft picks. So he's basically got six of them on his roster, N'Kobe Dean the only one on IR because of his knee injury, but then five contributing Georgia Bulldogs. All they know how to do is win. That's all they know. And when I talk to those players through the week, like Jordan Davis, there was no, like, we're too young for this. Like, we know what it's like. You heard the clip with Jalen Carter. It doesn't feel like a national championship to win a Super Bowl. It's way better to win a Super Bowl, but we know we're champions, and we've always been champions. I'm just like, I look around the league, and I'm thinking to myself, everybody wants to find these diamonds in the rough. How about you go get championship players who know how to win championships that need to be taught at the NFL level? How about we do that? And that's what Howie Roseman has done. And it's been, you know, it's been kind of a marvel to watch because they have great player development. One of the things the Eagles do very well is they have incredible teachers. I know some of them on the inside that are responsible for teaching guys like Nolan Smith. Last year, Nolan Smith in his rookie season, he didn't understand how to use leverage. He didn't understand how to use his speed. And as soon as they taught him how to use his hands at the NFL level, he became a Pro Bowl type player. And so I just, you know, we're always going to look at the ones who win and say, what's the model? I don't know. But that defense is pretty damn good. And I would look at some of the things they've done with personnel and drafting and think, maybe we should take a similar approach.
So is that quarterback. And I think Jalen Hurts put himself in a different category by winning the Super Bowl. The question would be, around the league, he's such a different style quarterback than so many that are starting at other on other teams and are, other depth charts. And I just wonder, is there going to be a reaction league-wide to what Jalen Hurts has done with the Eagles? Or is that impossible because there really aren't a lot of quarterbacks with his specific skill set?
I don't think it's possible because of his mindset. I mean, he's, you know, you could have looked at him early in his career in the NFL, and he's still very young, David, and it's a great question you ask. You could have said early in his career, you know what, he's going to be a mobile quarterback. He's going to run it first, and he's going to throw it second. He literally can do both, and it's very calculated. But the difference with him is you can't mimic his personality. I mean, he's as cool a guy as I've ever been around. Like, he is never emotional. And one of the things Nick Sirianni always tells me is, like, if you put a heart rate monitor on that guy, and in a big moment, it's going to be at the same level it was before the game started or in the first quarter. So he just doesn't, he's so poised. He's actually very accurate. And I mean, in the playoffs, he was a 70% completion clip. Like,
right.
And he doesn't care literally about how the victory happens. He really doesn't. And so, like, you look at some of these more mobile quarterbacks, I don't think they have the same moxie and coolness as Jalen Hurts, and we've always known that about him. I found this season to be very strange, to be very frank with you. Criticisms of them. They win 14 games in the regular season. They rip off the entire playoffs to get to the Super Bowl and win the Super Bowl. And people criticize him when they have Saquon Barkley in the backfield. It's mind-baffling to me that you would say he's not a very good quarterback. Like, he can't throw it. I just don't agree. I think he can find different ways to win. And I think next year will be interesting because Kellen Moore is the new coach of the Saints, and he's going to have yet another offensive coordinator. And we'll see who replaces Kellen Moore. I assume it'll be a great pick because that's a great spot for anybody to go to Philadelphia. But we'll see how Jalen Hurts adapts next year. And I have to assume, based upon his history, it will be a wonderful adaptation.
I'm very curious, Stacey. There was so much going on with the NBA that week of the Super Bowl. But with everything, with all the different storylines to the game, I didn't feel like I guess, you know, Jalen Carter was injured or was ill, right? He was not around a lot. But I never heard him asked about or address any of the stuff that happened at Georgia, any of the reasons that he fell in the draft, the street racing and the two deaths and everything that kind of was around his story of, the guy's only 23 years old, for God's sake. It's when he tells you it's different to win a Super Bowl from a natty, it's because it's very recent that he's done both those things. If he had been healthier, would that have been like a storyline, do you think? Or was the flu, you know, something that prevented any of that stuff from being talked about?
Yeah, this is a touchy area, obviously.
Right.
What he was involved with in college. There was an illness that did go through the team. Jalen Hurts actually had it in the NFC Championship game. And so it kind of trickled through some of the players. I personally think, just per my opinion, and it's just something that I think they've largely protected him in Philadelphia.
Right.
In a way that maybe he doesn't have to face all those questions and relive it. Certainly when you go back to the incident that transpired, it's really sad and it's awful what happened. I think that in a big way, they tried to deal with it at first when he became a rookie, and then they've kind of moved forward, and where it's like it's not the focal point now of the beat there. And so, you know, for instance, you know, would it have been appropriate for me to bring it up in my post-game interview and say to him,
"No, it
wouldn't have been. This, right. What does this feel like after all that you've been through at Georgia?" And I think there's a layer of appropriateness to know what happened, to know how the chips fell, and he's been trying to move on from this incident and is in a Super Bowl moment. But we went to his table, Mully, every day. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to get him on camera because you can do, like, so when you're at, you guys know, when you're at the Super Bowl, you have the risers in one room, which is where you'll see, like, A.J. Brown has his own podium. And then beside him, Saquon Barkley has his own podium and so on and so forth. There's eight of those. You have the main press conference room where you'll hear Nick Sirianni talk to 200 people. And then in the middle of that, there's all these tables, and they're all assigned numbers as if you're waiting for your food order. And your order is a player or a coach. And we went to his table on Wednesday and Thursday, and he, again, was sick. So was he out on the practice field? Yes. So make your own judgment on that, right? Like, was he too sick to come out and talk? I don't know. That's for them to know and me not to know, and for me just to say, okay, we'll try to get him after the game, and we did.
So that's interesting background and great context, Stacey. So I wonder, obviously you were immersed in the Eagles all week, and obviously you had a big game to cover, but you also talked to a lot of people around the league. Just curious what your opinion is of what is next for Aaron Rodgers, given the report that he's not returning to the Jets. There's some speculation in Minnesota. Everyone with a quarterback opening is now being asked the question, would he fit here? What do you think about him there? What do you think is next for Aaron Rodgers?
Oh, my goodness. I don't think he's willing to die on this cross. Like, the worst season of his career in New York. And that's after the worst season of his career in New York when he tore his Achilles. So I just don't think this is a cross he's going to die on. And I think that he is going to go. Obviously, he has to go elsewhere. They've decided they don't want him there. I honestly don't know, David. To me, it's going to be a team that thinks that it has enough around the quarterback spot, including a good offensive line, to risk bringing him in there and running that offense. But I say risk because Aaron's going to want to do certain things his way. And that's the reason you saw Nathaniel Hackett become his offensive coordinator right away.
Right.
Like, in New York, because he wants to do, like, he's not going to go reinvent the wheel somewhere. So it just has to be very simply, Minnesota would be a great spot, but you have J.J. McCarthy there, you have Sam Darnold there, you have a great defense. You have an incredible talent on the perimeter. You have a really good running back and a pretty good offensive line. I don't know. Sam Darnold was on a one-year deal. We have to see where all the dominoes fall. But, yeah, it's just very simply got to be, you know, you think about New Orleans, Derek Carr's there. Just look around the league. Think about the Raiders. I mean, Tom Brady's in charge over there now, and what's his, Aiden O'Connell's the quarterback.
Right.
So, like, it's a curious question. It's a curious situation. And he's not done. So it's going to be somewhere. And that's going to become, you also, by the way, have to be willing to take on that whole layer of drama within your organization.
Yeah.
So,
is it worth it?
New York was always a fuzzy one for me because it's, you guys know, like, the toughest media markets are New York, Philadelphia, Chicago. I mean, I would say those three right there. Even Boston, you're a little bit insulated because it's out in Foxborough. So it's going to be pretty fascinating to see where he goes. I think he's going to go somewhere, though.
We'll let you go, Stacey, just on the way out. Travis Kelce, they dropped the New Heights podcast, he and his brother Jason, and he said that, you know, he talked about the wear and tear on his body over his career, and he said that he knows everybody wants to know what he's going to do if he's ready to play next year. And he said the quote was, "I'm just kicking everything down the road. I'm kicking every can that I can down the road." So
yeah,
it didn't,
and I believe that.
Yeah, he said he didn't want to make a crazy decision, but it doesn't sound like, I mean, it sounds like he's seriously contemplating retirement.
Mm-hmm.
I 100% believe that he is. And here's why. Which position retires the fastest despite its glory with the very best that have done it? Tight end. Rob Gronkowski could have played another four years.
Yeah.
But the wear and tear they go through, first of all, they do more on the field than anybody else, the tight end position. They have to know the pass pro inside and out.
Yep.
They're required to block, and Travis does quite a bit of blocking. And then they are responsible to take all those beatings in the slot. And that's what Travis has taken for years. I mean, you got three guys. Look, Super Bowl, he dropped the first one. He got slammed. Remember that play?
Yeah, that's tough stuff.
Those guys are beat the hell up at that position. They just are. And so I believe he is truly contemplating it. He has the greatest resume at the position of any player in history. And he could say, I'm done, but he's also a champion, and he's also got Patrick Mahomes, and the reason why he's always stayed there is Andy Reid. So don't put it past him to come back, but I think it's smart for him to take some time and go off and go to Aruba with Taylor.
Sounds like
song.
A plan.
Thanks, Stacey.
Great stuff, Stacey. Thanks so much for everything.
You crushed it.
Yep, love you guys.
That is Stacey Dale. She does a phenomenal job. That's great stuff from her.
Yeah, great insight on Jalen Carter and the entire Eagles week, really.
Do you think Jalen Carter was really ill? Does it make you rethink that? I thought he had an unbelievable performance for a guy that was covered in flu, but apparently, who knows? Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 to the score.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3, plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
I know everybody wants to know whether or not I'm playing next year, and right now I'm just kicking everything down the road. I'm kicking every can I can down the road, and I'm not making any crazy decisions, but right now the biggest thing is just being there for my teammates and being there for my coaches, understanding, you know, that there's a lot that goes into this thing.
Mullion Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. That is the voice of Travis Kelce, the tight end from Kansas City, who is 35 now.
Yep.
He's got a very famous girlfriend. She's made a money. He's made a lot of money in the course of his career. And I'm not saying this is about money, but I think that Stacy is right. It's accurate to say that tight ends get beaten up pretty badly. Now, some guys are able to go a long time, but some people get tired of the beating. And I wonder if just the way he talks about it, he's not going to make a big decision right now, and he'll let it sit. But, you know, what's the old line, David? If you are ever thinking of retirement, you've already retired.
Maybe so, yeah. Maybe so. Wait when it's over.
Oh, you're not interested in Travis Kelce?
Not really.
Really?
No. Nah.
He's a big deal. He's a big player for Kansas City.
I know. Parsing his language and waiting for him to make a decision, and will he come back? Won't he come back?
He played really poorly.
Yes.
In that game.
Yes, he did.
He did.
He's not the entity he once
was.
No,
he's not. I would think that the biggest takeaway I got from Stacy talking about Travis Kelce was, as much as I respect her opinion, I think linebackers might have more wear and tear on their overall football experience, their bodies,
than tight ends. They don't last as long.
Than tight ends.
Because they're beating the hell out of tight ends, and they're taking that licking too.
I think linebackers, one, tight ends maybe two. I think linebackers. Linebackers are in the fray a little more than tight ends.
Offensive linemen take a lot of abuse.
Yeah, they do too.
Yeah,
they do too. Yeah, they're in the mix.
The line of scrimmage positions.
Yeah, it's
and
tough.
I think with tight ends, you know, you have to be on the offensive line effectively, and then when you catch the ball, you got all these smaller players that are teeing off on you.
I think it's a tough job.
I think it's a tough game. I think there's a lot of players that
it is. Very tough game. It's a rugged game.
Yes.
It's a rugged game for rugged men. So,
But you don't care.
I didn't say I didn't care about football.
No, you said you didn't care about Travis Kelce.
Who's one of the big names. Yeah, no, I decidedly don't.
Okay.
Yeah, I really don't care if he plays or not. I think it's interesting from a Bear standpoint if he does leave and they have more money to spend on Trey Smith than it has effect on Chicago. But I'm not waiting with bated breath on whether or not Travis Kelce plays football again.
Well, I think that's one of the big reasons it should matter to Chicago. But I do think, as we talked about yesterday, if they're going to have a meeting probably today or tomorrow.
The Kelces?
The Chiefs.
Oh, the Chiefs.
About moving forward. I think that they've got to rebuild that offensive line.
Yes.
and that would start with maintaining the best member of it.
I don't see how you could let him out the door. I mean, again, I'm sorry to joke, but after watching this game now for like the first half three times.
Hold on a second.
Three times now.
Can we? Three times?
I've watched the first. Well, I watched the first half. Obviously, I watched the whole game live.
Right.
And then over the last 2 days, I have consumed the first half by itself. And then yesterday, I watched the whole game again.
Why did you watch the whole game yesterday?
Because I wanted to make sure. I have like really strong thoughts on Trey Smith.
Uh-huh.
And I wanted to make sure I was right about it. I also have opinions on Tom Brady. And I think he was a little bit.
He was better than you thought?
He was far from great. But he was not nearly. I mean, you ever hear Mark Sanchez call a game?
Okay. Bowl?
No.
I've never heard Mark Sanchez call a Super Bowl.
But I'm just saying, call a game. I mean, listen again, Troy Aikman, really good at what he does.
Why does Sanchez catch a stray?
When Troy Aikman started, he wasn't the best.
So, back to Trey Smith. Do you feel like he had a better game than you thought or a worse game than you thought?
Well, also,
because Clay Harbor suggested that he did not play well.
Here's a couple of specific instances when he was pulling.
Mm-hmm.
When he was pulling,
he got
to his left.
He got stood up
and thrown back into the back, and not only by men his own size, but by linebackers that we were just talking about. I mean, stood him up and physically pushed him back. Now, he has some unbelievable, if you're into this kind of stuff, 7:07 left in the first half.
Wow.
He has an unbelievable battle, with Carter from the Eagles. I mean, he gives him a whack. Carter gives him another whack, and then they go face-to-face. If you're into that kind of stuff, it's the creme de la creme of inside play. It's awesome. 7:07 of the second quarter.
7:07.
If you had to choose tonight between watching the Hockey Nations Four Nations face off, or the Super Bowl for the fourth time, what would you do?
Oof. Well, I mean, I know I'm going to 7:07 in the second quarter.
Could you throw in the bowls, and then I'll give you an honest answer?
Come on. Three watches of the Super Bowl.
I am actually curious about the Four Nations, I'll be honest. Yeah. I am. I'm more interested than I am in the Bulls tonight. The Bulls after last night lost me.
I feel compelled to watch the Bulls game, the beginning of it, and just see how it goes.
Same.
And how quickly. I can't help it. I feel compelled.
I am going to probably go.
I will have the hockey on, and I will tape the hockey because I feel like regardless of how the game goes, we won't spend a ton of time on it tomorrow, but it will be a really good thing to watch.
Yeah,
so I'm going to watch a lot of these games.
High-level hockey.
I'm planning on watching this tournament because of exactly what you said. You know what I like about this tournament and this more than anything else? They're playing, you know, everyone's saying it's better than the Olympics, this will be it because of the players. I think the reason it's going to be better than the Olympics is because they're playing NHL rules. So they're not playing like Olympic hockey. There's not like bigger ice and
there's,
more room.
There's no differences.
NHL,
yeah.
And it's going to be a physical, tough game.
And I like what the Tkachuk said. It's this all-star game and people playing like it matters.
Yeah, that's...
Because it does to them.
Yeah.
A lot of pride.
The all-star game is unwatchable because there's not a lick of defense
in it. But this is the same talent.
The reality of it.
The same talent collected. And,
but these guys are playing for their country. I think they're going to be...
It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun to watch. So I think tonight's got some options. Also,
I'm all over it.
Something else that happened during the show is interesting, or maybe this was yesterday afternoon, but we talked about how the Eagles open the season next year, Thursday Night Football.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked yesterday during the pick six. Ruthie Polinsky had the idea. We discussed whether or not it made sense. The Bears-Eagles opening night. Adam Schefter from the Four Letter Network addressed this with Pat McAfee.
And so we had the division opponents, which are always in play, and the Chicago Bears. And the Chicago Bears, in my mind, become the matchup to watch for that Thursday night opener. I can totally see it now. Ben Johnson's first game in Philadelphia. Bears looking to make a comeback. It's not the marquee matchup that you're giving away early on when you're going to get the ratings anyway with the Lions or the Rams, but it's a compelling enough matchup that everybody would be excited to see it. My guess right now, is Bears at Eagles in the opener.
Yeah, the best worst team is what he's saying, right? That's what he's saying. You don't want to – the marquee games are the – everyone wants to watch them play Detroit. Everybody wants to watch them play – who else is there? I think they play at Philly. The Rams, I think, is the other one. The Rams
right.
play there.
Yeah.
So so that you will get a lot of people watching that. And the Bears are sort of, rather than put a division game there, you can put the Bears there and then you make them the sacrifice.
Whatever the rationale, I'm glad he's on board.
Yeah.
I'm glad he's on board.
It does little for me. I'm being honest. I just don't know.
It does little for you that the Bears would open the football season against the Eagles?
I would prefer them to open the football season at home against a mediocre team and build something up. I think that's the first game. When do you want to catch a team? When they're starting out a new thing, before they start putting it together a little bit. I think it's tough to have your first game to go in and listen.
That's the best time to play the Eagles.
It is accurate that the team that's at home is distracted because they're putting a banner up and they're having like the trophy ceremony, whatever it is. But I hate the idea that whether or not it works, you're being treated like the homecoming opponent. And that's basically what's going on.
I don't see it the same way.
I know you don't. You're all over it.
Yeah, I'm all over it.
Okay.
I'm glad Schefter finally came around to that idea.
I'm glad you and Schefter can have fun with it. Doesn't do much for me.
You don't have to sound like that. That's a big deal.
I don't need night games ever.
What would you think about a road trip to Philly?
Let's go. Why not?
I've been to Philly.
Wow.
I wouldn't be overly excited. You know, there's a reason. There's a reason they have like a kangaroo court in that building.
Uh-huh.
Because they arrest people. I was in Philly for a game where Michael Irvin broke his neck. I was at that game and they cheered him as he was being ambulanced off. It was this cold-blooded, a crowd moment. Not a big Philly sports fan.
Don't they put allegedly batteries in snowballs and then throw them?
They went after Santa Claus one year.
I don't think it's going to be snowing in September, Dustin. I think we'd be fine.
Yeah, is it going to snow today?
I don't know.
You look like you're waiting for it. It's apparently going to start at 10 now, not 9. So that's good news.
Interesting. Well, it is holding off. Also, interesting, we've seen on X and Twitter that Roger Goodell and New York Giants owner John Mara arrived together for Virginia McCaskey's funeral in Mount Prospect,
that's right,
according to Sean Hammond on the Twitter feed. And so Roger Goodell is in town for Mrs. McCaskey's funeral, mm-hmm, which is a great turnout, great gesture by the commissioner.
Yeah, I mean, important for him to be there. I think it's expected. I mean, God bless him. I'm not dissing Roger. I think that a lot of NFL people showed up. I was told by a friend that they had all sorts of beautiful, you know, bouquets from everyone.
They did.
Every team provided these things. And the one from Green Bay was in the back of the building. Like, it was all
the way.
Well,
I'll tell you something that's a little interesting about that. So yeah. I went to the wake last night in Des Plaines, and it was a great turnout. And the stories during the day were people had to wait 2.5 hours to get in for the viewing. And it was, you're right about the bouquets, from everybody you could imagine in the NFL community.
Yep.
And maybe I didn't notice the Packers thing was in the back, but it was nice to see all the McCaskeys, Pat and George and Brian, and then the extended families, all the grandchildren and in-laws had like favorite daughter-in-law, favorite son-in-law, favorite grandson, favorite granddaughter. It was funny. And then, so it was great to see a lot of people from the Bears organization. Went to the restroom before I left and drove home. And yes, there was a Green Bay Packer urinal
guard. Yes.
In the bathroom.
Yeah,
not accidental.
They
but the kind of things
somehow.
That McCaskey's, that George McCaskey would carry around, and certainly the ultimate tribute during his mother's viewing and wake to have people remember where they are and why they're there.
So all the 31 team, everybody supplied flowers. I was told that the bouquet from Green Bay was in the back of the room,
mm-hmm,
which is nice. Because she did not like Green Bay, and you're putting that as far away from the coffin as humanly possible.
Definitely appropriate. And they it was really well done. It's such a big event. There's thousands of people coming from 1 o'clock till 8 o'clock last night. And I'd say it felt very quaint and warm and sincere. Like, they did it, even though there had so many people coming, some people were not even – didn't know the family. They were just Bears fans who showed up to pay their respects. And it, you know, you had like you see at a lot of funerals and wakes, you had the family photos. You had the
right,
photos with her,
right,
with everybody. Except for her family photos, she's there with Mike Ditka,
yeah,
and Gail Sayers and Brian Piccolo and the guys who are legends, Walter Payton. All of the photos of these Bears legends, you just... And everyone said the same thing about Virginia McCaskey, that she knew, she took an interest in them, their family. She knew the names of their kids, and it was just a real fitting tribute. And today they will lay her to rest, and the commissioner is in town for that. So that's a very, very nice tribute.
Yeah, I bet it's a beautiful service, too, just knowing how close she was to so many clergy members. And, you know, there were like... the parade of nuns that were there last night, and it just, the whole thing is it probably will be a very classy send-off for a person of great moral fiber, great faith, mm-hmm, and people loved her dearly.
Mm-hmm. No doubt about it.
All right, we've got I believe Dan and Marshall next. We'll talk to our colleagues, Molly and Hall, on The Score.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.